And you know very well that our Master Jesus came with grace and truth.
Now,
instead of always asking for grace, pray that it is revealed to you because it's always around. Praise Jesus. Grace is no more coming from heaven to come down.
Well,
our Master Jesus came with grace. You need to be revealed of that grace. That is what I pray for you. In the name of our Master Jesus, the living God. Praise Jesus so much. We are moving on. By name and voice. Apostle
Ronald
Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. We delight in them who inherit with the kingdom of God.
May
God bless you all for holding our joy and strengthening it. And to appear that you are strengthening our hope. Now when we preach, many are redeemed. The glory of God, they enter it and they live in it forever. We are proceeding on in the journey of heaven. But in the aspect we are covering, we are seeing the skins of the devil unto God and to his church. Praise Jesus so much.
We
are seeing the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness. And the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. The spirit working in all children of disobedience. Praise Jesus. If you are not led by the Spirit of the Lord, you are led by the spirit of the devil. Praise Jesus. And you are led by the devil himself. Ephesians chapter 2, it says, that the spirit working within the children of disobedience. Praise Jesus. That's the spirit of the devil. That is the devil himself. Praise Jesus so much. But we separated him from the Holy Spirit, the one who leads the children of God. Romans 8:14 tells us that all who are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children of the Lord. Praise Jesus. Now, if you are not led by the Spirit of the Lord, there is another spirit working in the children of disobedience. You would have been a child, but you are disobedient. In that disobedience, you get another spirit leading you. And if you are a humble child, the one who humbled the word of God, you are led by the Spirit of the Lord. And God himself is the one within you. But in this aspect, we last and wanted to wind up to see the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. We are about to start the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches. But let's first wind up concerning the Holy Spirit together with his works of righteousness. And praise Jesus. And thus, we see the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. That you may be lightened and separate. Who will you follow? And when he asks who will go for us, will you able to go for the Holy Spirit? Will you go for the Father? Will you go for the Son? How dare you move with the one you have not understood? Amos 3:3 says, two cannot walk together unless they agree. In this moment, we draw you to understand the spirit of the works of the Lord and his works of righteousness, that you may reconcile with him, that you may move together. As we separate for you, the spirit of the devil and its works, that you may avoid it, and that may you draw far from yourself unto the bottomless pit. Amen. But we last covered, we saw the seal of God, which the Holy Spirit puts upon us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 40, and he speaks that. Ephesians 4:40 says that are put upon a seal by the Holy Spirit. But right now, We went far to see the seal of the devil, which the spirit of the devil brings upon people. We've seen much in that aspect.
We
wish to see the wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We wish
to see the wrinkle and the spots and the way they come about.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It was
us in Ephesians 5. Christ wants to introduce us. Without spot nor wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we saw these wrinkles. And the ones which begin the number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus. A wrinkle, it means twisting and distorting within the word of God. Subtracting and adding within it. That is the way you get these wrinkles. And the way you get the spots. The spot.
It's
what begins to engrave the number 666. Like I told you, that get a page in your book. If you're going to write the number 6, you first put a dot. A spot is what begins. You put a spot upon your book. Don't take away that pen where you put it. Have you put it down on the page? You just point the pen on the page and you see. Don't write. Point it right there. You put a dot, a spot there. What has begun it? That is a spot.
Now
a wrinkle comes like that. When you begin from a spot itself, you begin writing, getting down. You were squeezing and afterwards you turn around and you get the number
666.
That number is deeper, that
one.
Me too, I cannot tell I could think of it. That they move how? I could never believe it and think of it. But right now I can think of them. By the Holy Spirit gives us to think. Our master one day said, my people are foolish. They didn't think. That word first pained me initially. Afterwards I understood it.
For
I thought I was already thinking. But I was never thinking all those years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are always there and we have no thoughts to be understandable. For the right thoughts, they are the ones in the spirit of wisdom and understanding. And within them is the spirit of counsel of God. And within them there is the power of God. Within them there is the knowledge of God. There is the fear of God within them. There is the glorification of the Father together with the Son who is led by the Holy Spirit. That is what we call thoughts. Now these others, they have no importance. They are not thoughts at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why God said we never think. For thinking goes deeper. I thought up and meditated upon that word. A spot and a wrinkle. And I asked it to him. For his spirit had given me the right thoughts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in that way, we saw the spot and the wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the way they come about,
after
holding God's word and you twist and distort it, you first subtract from it and you add within it. And after that, you distort and twist the word. For after subtracting, that is to begin the spot and you add within it. Praise Jesus. For the spot is made of different colors. Praise Jesus.
Now
after that spot,
you
follow that wrinkle just as you have heard. When you are going to write the number 666, it has the part of the wrinkle. Does it have it? When you proceed on, it begins to turn itself. You must get that wrinkle. Now it gets from far to think about it. Why that's quite
sad.
He's not taking a church with a spot or a wrinkle. Having the number 666, you have nowhere you're going. And among them to be punished.
According
to Revelation 9. Only the ones with the number 666 remain in the tribulations. Only they with the seal of God.
For
when you make the seal of God, number 7, it is hard to find a wrinkle upon it. You just cross once and get down.
There
is no stressing. All of them are straightened, nothing which is twisted. That is why he tells us that within his words there is nothing which is perverse.
I don't know if you
read it in Proverbs
8.
Let's read there briefly as we proceed on to wind up what concerns this wrinkle. I wanted to correct you a little.
For
when we studied the seal of God, we saw it's made up of 7 to make the 7 spirits of the Lord. It's proven by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. By this time, in what we've seen among the number 7, it has no wrinkle. You cross once and you flash down. Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 4. Proverbs 8 from verse 4.
Mwabasajja mbakoola n'eddoboozi lyange liri eri abaana b'abantu. Mwabatalina magezi mutegeerenga obukabakaba. Nammwe abasirusiru mubenga n'omutima ogutegeera. Muwulire kubanga nnaayogera ebigambo ebirungi ennyo. N'okwasama emimwa gyange kunaavaamu eby'ensonga. Kumanga akamwa kange kanaayogera eby'amazima, n'obubi bwa muzizo eri emimwa gyange. Ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyamakyama newankubadde ekyenyudde.
Owulidde bulungi
ebigambo
bya Katonda.
Temuli
mwadde ekikyamakyama
newankubadde
ekyenyudde.
Naye
mu bigambo bya
Sitaani
mulimu ebbala.
There is a spot,
no kunyora,
and there is the twisting
kuchama
to make something crooked that they can engrave the number 666. The ones of God,
there
is nothing which is crooked.
There
is nothing subtraction.
There
is no addition within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
what he was telling you.
In
his words, nothing is crooked, not even perverse. Read it again very well. Proverbs 8 verse 8.
Ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyamakyama newankubadde ekyenyodde. Byonna byangu eri oyo ategeera. Era byansonga eri abalaba okumanya.
Abalaba okumanya
n'okutegeera. They are the ones who consider they are faultless. That's why we've been explaining some of the first initial steps on the number 666. As we saw Revelation 13,
we're
sure that you must get the spot of the devil or the mark. After getting that mark, we are
hitting
the sign of writing that number. Through that we studied, why do they twist these words? And why they subtract and add within them? For every distortion, you are hitting the number 666. The number 666 you cannot write when you don't twist the letter. But you go to number 7, it's written without twisting anything. Praise Jesus. That's why he says his words. They are just. None of them is crooked, neither perverse. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, I expect you last covered.
As we will
see where the number 666 began from, where the devil began to distort the words of God. The words of God. That moment was beginning as a seal. The seal of 666. Praise Jesus. Why do we see this right now? We are in the latter days and we are preparing for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. That's why he reveals all his secrets. For he promised none of whatever is hidden would not be exposed. Praise Jesus. Yet he opened his secrets. They tell us that before the last trumpet is sounded, the mystery of God must be revealed. For within this mystery, and that is the Master Jesus, within him are things in heavens and on earth. Within him are the many secrets we are seeing right now. Praise Jesus.
So, the
beginning of the number 666, we began from Genesis chapter
3.
And we try to sow. This number, when did it begin? For most of the people, they think that number, it may be perhaps coming, yet it has been working. Praise Jesus. Now in this we're going to be explained more why the devil in Genesis 3 he was able to subtract from the word of God, and after subtracting from it he twisted the words. The intention of the tree of life and the knowledge of good and evil, it wasn't that we become like him, but it was like people could separate what is good from evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But it wasn't
in becoming gods like the devil twisted it, but we shall become like gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now in this twisting,
subtracting
and distorting the word of God, that's where the number 666 is. Be prepared through those words. Not a word which is going to be engraved just on you. We have been seeing that it is written right from a human spirit. By the time you see it out, when it's already engraved upon your heart, even in the inner person, that is your spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
we get back brief, we
are
seeing this spot on the wrinkle. Where did it begin? Genesis 3, and it told us this. Genesis
3,
from verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko.
This serpent, we know him, and he's the devil.
According
to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 unto 10. This is the old serpent, and he's the devil. It was very wise, more than all the wild animals. The word animals and wild, praise Jesus. It means wild, means who had left God. According to Romans 11, there are vines which are wild. It's not that it's a usual wild, but there are people and they have left God. But among them left God, even though they are angels, even human beings, but the devil was more crafty than all of them. According to Ezekiel 28, he was an anointed cherubim. He was more wiser than all the Daniels. In those days was spoken of. But right now, even though
he
is no more wiser than the Daniels, he got off the spirit who can make you wise. Praise Jesus. Let's move on with Genesis. Genesis 3 from verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti bw'ati bweyogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku Katonda yogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatangako muleme okufa. Omusota ne gugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa.
Olina kyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Tolam.
Subtract.
Ati okuddako ogenda kwongeramu.
The next is to add within.
Ati onyole n'okunyola ebisigaddewo.
And twist what is remaining.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
the command was like this. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15 to 16.
Lubereberye sulayo kubiri olinyolo 15. Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukuumenga. Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu ng'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako nga bw'onooyagalanga. Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako. Kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Yesu
Jesus.
Eranga bitwala bebingi.
And what we so much.
Ekiragiro kino ebali bakiwoomu.
This command that was given man.
Ono sitani mwenyini yali mbirebyo yali kerubi.
The devil himself those days was a cherubim.
Era yali atambula ne mukama wa Yesu.
He was moving with the master Jesus.
Okusinza betu za muzaburi
19. According to what we read in Psalms 119.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye kizibu we kyajja.
But where the problem came from?
Bwe yamala n'addeno yekka.
After he went aside himself.
Niyebuuzisa.
And he began to inquire.
Wamma Katonda yagamba.
Did God really say?
That
don't even the other trees, how
affect
you briefly brief me about how it was. And these people are still existing in the world. Even spirits like this are existing. And they bring the word itself. And they ask, do you think the church can be a building or there can be people? They know of it. But they want to take you off track. They are seeking where you have weakened. In your knowledge and in your understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
knowing your weak point, and they get that exact, and they begin to twist the words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we've heard how the command of God was. When the devil came to man, this is what he told him.
He
brought back to Genesis 3
verse 1. Omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku Katonda yogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatako.
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard very well.
Ajja yeebuuzisa.
He comes inquiring.
Ati gwe n'omunyonnyola ekintu bwe kiri.
Now you explain him how the things is.
Wabula ng'olina weak point mu bulamu
bwo. But we have a weak point upon your life.
N'ogamba. Na ye agamba tuligiryako tujja kufa.
But where he say when we eat of it we shall die.
Nakikakuwaza muli.
And it makes you sudden.
Understand n'akizuula nti wawe olina obunafu.
The devil discovers that that's where you have weak point.
Awo wenyini watandika okutoolamu.
It begins exactly from there to subtract
mu kigambo kya Katonda.
From the word of God.
Era awo yamuddamu ebigambo bino.
That's why he answered him these words down.
Abaagala okumanya ennamba 666
yatandika. They want to know where the number 666 began from.
Genesis 3 verse
3.
Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku Katonda yogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatako muleme okufa.
Okufa yali point.
Death was the main point.
Era wano.
And here.
We wali okujibwamu kwenjiri eyageena.
Is where the gospel of hell was wiped out.
Ennyanja y'omuliro.
And the lake of fire.
Tebulirwa mu nsi yonna.
It is never preached in the entire world.
Wabajogeddeko.
But when they speak of it.
Story.
Speak it as a story.
Atene bakulaga.
And they show you.
Ntikati ate sitani.
That the devil right now.
Yakulira n'amagombe.
The one who is leading and the head in hell.
Wabagogeddeko.
When they speak of it.
Yonanga babitoddemu.
And they have subtracted
from them. Atene bongeramu.
And they have added within
the. Kati n'enjiri y'eggulu.
Even the gospel of heaven.
Yonejibwawo.
It was wiped away.
Lwaki yajibwawo?
Why was it wiped away?
Kubanga omuntu bw'omubuulira eggulu.
When you preach heaven to someone.
N'obulungi bwalyo.
Even its goodness.
N'omulaga geyena.
And you show them hell.
N'obubi bwayo.
And how bad it is.
Omuntu wabagenda kulekawo geyena.
Atuke mu ggulu. Abandon hell and run to heaven.
Kati bano kitani yakola.
Now the devil what he did.
Okuggyawo ebibiri.
To take away this.
Geyena.
Hell.
Neguru.
And heaven.
Naba kenjiri yalekawe eliyawo
wakati yawo. Another good
there
of the world.
We
show you the world.
Ogenda kulya
nsi. You're going to eat the world.
Bravo yingira mu America.
You're entering America.
Tovuna banaba tuma abaliwo.
That's why even some apostles are around.
Bara kutuka wano.
They preach to only the world.
Era kwe kuba okwolesebwa kwa.
And those are all the visions they
have. Kwe butume babera balina.
That's the apostleship they have.
Mukama antumye.
God has sent me.
N'ekigambo ekipya.
With a new word.
Okusaba n'abantu
bonna. Pray with all people in the world.
Okuva mu dini zonna.
From all religions. In all clans.
Mwenna mujje tusabe.
Come all of you we pray.
Kibeera kya wano tekisukkawo.
It is of the world.
Era wabeerawo omwoyo ogubafuga.
And there is a spirit luring and governing.
Omwoyo ogukoza abaana abajeemu.
The spirit working in children of disobedience.
Ekwe ddayo olabe ku batume naawe.
Go back to the apostles.
Laba ku batume ne bannabbi ba Mukama Katonda omulamu.
Prophets of the living God. What were they
seeing?
And they were set to our extent.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
when you see,
Satan
was beginning the number 3%. When he spoke that you surely die, he answered them like this. Genesis 3 verse 4.
Omusota ne gugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa.
Okufa temulifa.
You will not surely die.
Ekyo mukyoka mukijje mu
bwobwa mwe. Put it out of your mind.
Era kye basoka okubugamba.
That's why the first tell you.
Ogenda mukuba mulamu mu lusuku lwa Corona
Gonsi. You live in the garden of God in the world.
Ebyakulu babijjamu.
The issues of heaven they put them aside.
Era ne bakugamba.
And they tell you.
As long
as you're saved.
Oba olokose nnaku
zonna. Forever saved.
Nebo yono wana uja ingira mkuru.
If you sin, you'll enter heaven.
Wakini unawira kumulia kuketi yeku.
At least you'll be on the gates of heaven.
Hali unawira mbi yumba vikuru.
Or you'll be in the funny structures within heaven.
Yeye wali yevi yumbe
yevi. You know the funny structures
in heaven. Mbiyaka natuwa ayunti yeviri. Biwa tebidi yu.
But they're not there.
Kunukuba kubu za abu za.
This is the confusion your way.
Ngabo ya gamba banu.
Like you told the ones.
Kufate mulifu.
You will not surely die.
Zera tuamalili zera tulimukufu.
Yet we ended up in the same death.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. That's why it was written.
South
Colossians
15,
23. That they all died through Adam. They resurrected through Christ Jesus. Now we lied, we never died, and we ended up dying. They take away the gospel of hell and the lake of fire. Yet at the end of it all, you will fall in hell. And their nations never preach such a gospel.
If
they dare still preach hell to people, they tell you threatening people. When you preach heaven, they get so angry, they ask you, what are you preaching about? Who has ever gone there? And where the scriptures getting? No one has ascended in heaven. They read scriptures there. When you get away that Paul went to the third heaven,
that is
Paul, he wrote his own words, and they are all wild over that. No one has ascended to heaven. Which heaven? For the heaven and the earth which are. Many people have gone there from all the prophets. Even Moses went there. But what heaven is spoken about? There is a new heaven and new earth. Ever since we
have
brought from there, no one has ever gone back except Christ. He brought the vision. God gave it to the Master Jesus. Now, what heaven are they speaking
about?
When we get to what past, we were there. That is where we were. But ascending to go back, no one has ever. Until heaven and earth which are will pass away, then we shall enter above the heavens. That scripture means that. But now they are very wild. First and foremost, you will not die. He has removed it, subtracted it.
This
report begins upon Adam. That's why he was chased from the garden. He had already got spots and wrinkles.
It
was about to have the three numbers, 666.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you have not known, when the number 666 began to work,
it
began in Genesis chapter 3. As soon as the spots and the wrinkles began to be, let's move on.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka.
Nti Katonda n'ayongeramu.
And he added within.
Yasoose kutoolamu.
He was subtracted from God's word.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo n'ayongeramu.
Now he added within it.
Katonda amanyi.
God knows.
Olunaku lwe muligulyako.
That they will eat of it.
Mugenda zibuka amaaso.
Your eyes will open.
Mulabe nnyo.
And you see more.
Twaddamu okulaba ogamba.
Did we ever see, do you think, again?
It was the Mukuraba.
Never saw again. And what happened on us?
So my Isaiah is still in Yomkaka to Rabbi.
Read Isaiah 6. What happened on us? Read
chapter
7.
Isaiah is still in Yomkaka. No, the Niri or Musambu. Gamba Wills. Nari Komia Ukamwaki. Nayogera nti laba, lino likomye ku mimwa gyo, era obutali butuukirivu bwo bujjiddwawo, n'ekibi kyo kirongoosebbwa, n'ebulya eddoboozi lya Mukama nga lyogera nti n'atumaani, era n'atugendera ani, ne ndyoka njogera nti nze nzuuno, ntumanze. Nayogera nti genda, obulira abantu bano nti okuwulira muulire naye temutegeera.
Kaakati ekyatubaako.
What happened on us?
Twasigaza amatu gano.
We remained with these ears.
Naye nga okutegeera.
But understanding was nowhere.
Ekyaddako kyekirala.
What followed? What is that?
Tuli mu Isaiah essuula ya mukaaga n'olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Isaiah 6 verse 8.
Ne mpulira eddoboozi lya Mukama nga lyogera nti n'atumaani n'ayogera nti genda obulire abantu bano nti okuwulira muwulire naye temutegeera n'okulaba mulabe naye temwetegereza.
Tebaayo kwetegereza.
Nothing like perceiving what you see.
Kwasigaza amaaso
ka. We remain with his eyes.
Naye toyinza kwetegereza
singa kukutoola. But you cannot perceive beyond what you see.
Kwalina amaaso agasobola okulaba ebiri
ewala. Had eyes which could see things far.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tolowooza nti twazibuka amaaso
eryatta. Don't think our eyes were opened.
Twaziba mbuzibi ate maaso
ag'omwoyo. We were rather blinded in spiritual eyes. We almost see like you see the animals, this is on the worms.
Kubanga tyo ne bikibeera mu nyumba kisobola okulaba ebiri ewabweru.
Because they, even though they're in the house, they can see outside.
Naye ffe tetukyalaba.
But we almost see.
Bino bye tulaba tetulabira ddala.
Yes, we see, we don't really see.
And
he warned us that our eyes will open.
But
we were aiding for our eyes to close.
And
right now, God is the one who opens us as we get born again. And we can see the kingdom of God and enter it. That's why he says in John 3, if you don't get born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Why? What happened on us? Why can't we see the kingdom? Praise Jesus. For we had died. Master explains in John and it is apostles that you are going to remain seeing me.
Philip
asked him, why do you appear unto us and not to
us?
And he tells them, because you are living, it was alive, you are going to be seeing me. The others, the eyes were blinded.
They were
going to be seeing more.
Yet
it was blinded our eyes, that man.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what we have,
now there are some things which you may call the gospel, but they are blinding your eyes.
So
you cannot just see the kingdom of God again. Even entering it, you cannot. Number two, involved blinding eyes.
And
we never saw what is moving on. Even the pastor does evil, or any person who thinks to serve God, you can almost see him.
So
they first blind your eyes. Even
though
they take you to hell, you can almost see him. For what they are doing, they first blinded the eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But it
is simply that you are being revealed. Yet there was no revelation. All religions are right like that. People, they don't see where they're going. Where they're coming, where they're going, they never know.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now in this, what the devil first did,
the
same man that was going to be opened the eyes to see no more. Yet man's eyes were rather being closed.
And
when the master reaches the earth,
agamba mu Mathayo 23.
He speaks in Matthew 23.
Bano be basale abazibi b'amaaso.
These are the Pharisees, blind girls.
Abakulembera mu bazibi banna.
Who lead their fellow blind.
Mu butufu ebigambo biri wala nnyo.
Truth is words are far from our thinking.
Era abafalisayo bagamba.
And the Pharisees
say,
this man is very familiarizing.
Kubanga ffe tulaba.
How dare he say we don't see?
Agamba ffe tuli bazibi abakulembera mu bazibi banna.
How can he say we are blind people leading the blind?
Bali babatwala baje bali bamanyi.
They were taking them where they knew. Even the one, the Father in heaven, they never knew him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
most generations, when someone doesn't get back born again, and they are given eyes which can see the kingdom, from the day of Genesis 3, people's eyes were blinded. Even though you see as if you're looking proper, but what do you see? Except what is neighboring you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even though you tell someone hell, they don't see hell. They see it is not there what you're speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But there was no opening eyes that our eyes were opened. Even the wisdom we never got. Even though God in Genesis 3, he scoffs us and says, man has become like one of us to know good from evil. Now let's take him out of the garden. Lest he eats of the tree of life and lives forever. But you think what wisdom had we gotten? For he speaks in Jeremiah 8:8-9. That because they have rejected my word, what kind of wisdom is within them? We found ourselves no one understood. And he spoke again and said in Romans 3, no none of them understands. All of them are perverted. No one seeks the Lord. You think we are understanding? He said we never understand. And he came in Jeremiah 4, 21 to down. And my people, they are false. They are senseless children. They are wise in doing evil. That's what they are professionals at. But in doing good, they have no knowledge. Now he lied to us that we're going to get wise. But we got wise in doing evil. Until we've gotten back to God. And he makes us wise according to his wisdom.
Like he
speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 2:18-24.
When
they never knew God in the wisdom of God. And they knew him in other wisdom. They know God in his wisdom,
yes,
not other. Praise Jesus.
So, magazi,
now there's no wisdom. Got more in Genesis
3.
Just as the devil deceived us. That you are going to be wise. It was only death. It was getting lost. Until you have gotten blinded and eyes. You even reached the door, enter the kingdom and don't get entered. Those are the Pharisees. In Matthew 23.
They have stood
on the door to the kingdom. They too don't see the door. And they shut it when they have not understood some days. And the one trying to come, they hinder him to enter. That's why they call blind girls.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the number 666, it began to be prepared in Genesis chapter 3. And it was in the garden. And when he has met God,
but
even now, it's the battle we are in. To fight him, then we don't get that number.
Then
we want to be born of God, and we get the seal of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
the part which arose in Genesis 3. That a war was waged between the woman and his offspring. And the serpent and its offspring. The war was waged. And we are fighting so much to escape the number 666, the seal of the devil. That we may get back the Father after he has sealed us through his Holy Spirit. Let's move on with Genesis 3.
Genesis 3,
verse 5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe, amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka, nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
Kakati biki bye twategeera?
Now what did we understand? There's nothing we understood. When God comes and says that all are corrupted, no one understands among them. What do we understand? We do not know even where we came from and where we are going until when he's revealed to us and our master when he reaches the earth. In John 14 he says, where I go you know the way. We don't know where you're going. There we understand the way to where you're going. This one shows that we don't understand proper. For Bible when it speaks of us, Philippians 3:20, he says our citizenship is in heaven.
But
we don't know how we got from there coming here. And why is our Father in heaven? Where did we pass to reach here? And we got back to the Holy Scriptures to tell us when we are in the journey of heaven, we are explained how we have gotten from heaven to bring brought half. But because no one understands, even see we never see, we don't know where we came from, where we're going. And we go territories of this world. And we decide to dwell here. And we even got clans here. And we left the holy priesthood of heaven. And we created our own clans. And perhaps where they will bury us. And we say, you're going to join
on
your colleagues in hell. There is no hope of her life. And the person is on this earth. And they claim, when I die, I will join on the wings of our ancestors. When our mouth shows, no one understands. You're born against not studying God very well. You find yourself fighting for where they will bury you.
And
you ask my brother, you have where you came from. How did
they
get lost to fight for where they're going to bury you? All that, what happened in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3 verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba omuti nga omuti omukazi bwe yalaba nga omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi.
Kakati bw'omala okuba ng'ozibye amaaso gali ag'omwoyo.
Blinded your physical, spiritual eyes. The one which can see things as they are. You begin to see things upside down.
And
you first preach the gospel which hits you up. Even though you've been sitting going to America, I need a visa and the rest. You see immediately you've traveled. And you even sow seed of faith for that. Sometimes you even give an offering of thanking God because you've traveled to America. But you're still sitting on the chair down. That's what happens for when you're blinded. You see things upside down.
Adam and Eve,
you're still free every day. But this time after they sinned, and they began to say this tree is desirable to bring wisdom. I may become what I
am. If you're
not going to become God, I deceive you.
It
is deceiving you. If the devil is corrupted your mind, you see that it's right.
And then
you sell your land.
You have
given you many lands in America. You just believe, you see it is done. You see that it is done.
And
you see your houses being built.
And
you have
transferred
back in England. You see it. You see. When we tell you, you get away from there. You get back to sanity.
Deliver the devil.
You call us the devil. We
need
one in that moment. That moment you see, but what you see is not real. It's not
real.
You think they became like gods, like they were sick. For when they reach like this, they saw things were existing. Press your leg together in America. You begin to see the city is close to
Los
you.
Angel.
You are in, stepping in Los Angeles. They have already taken away eyes which understand. And now they have given you eyes which see things upside down.
You
mean
say,
don't you see me sparkling in the eyes? God had come through me. You see God within him. But when the new enters, they can say, no, me, I don't see anything.
Like
they say you have no faith. It's not that you don't believe. When the new enters, God has appeared to us, they can see the Lord. They don't need to get deeper into faith. What is to believe when God has come? I believe what I see. I was believing him after reading the word. Now he has come, I need to enter faith. Praise Jesus. Because when we look in Exodus 34,
after the prophet
and was sharing the forehead, All we are seeing
must be.
They with sins ran away, but they had seen the shining face. When
they
came in the pillar of fire, all of them saw the Lord. And they said, we're not going to meet the Lord, we shall die. But this man tells you that close and see my God. Enter faith that you can see my God.
Yet
he's taking your spirit in that.
Some
of you I don't feel you. I want to feel you. He wants to capture you. He wants to feel in what? It's the physical love of the body. You want to feel.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. That
it
doesn't feel you.
He
wants to
enter
with you in the body love or what?
Let's
sit on and you hear.
Genesis
3:6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba omuti nga mulungi okulya, era nga gusanyusa amaaso, omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi, n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya. N'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen very carefully.
Kati mu kunnyonnyola sani ya
gamba. Now in expression, the devil told
him. Awo omukazi yasooka kwegatta n'omusota.
The woman first joined herself with a snake.
Kati bagambye n'anoka n'alya.
They have told you that she got the fruits and ate.
Yagenda n'abikola yekka
ebintu ebyo. She go and have intercourse herself.
Abagwagwa bo bagamba, awo bakolamu kiri ekikolwa
kye. Now the corruptible people begin to say that they had sex. Now she went and did it herself. After getting from there, and now she gave to Adam. That is corruption in the mind. And when they fail to reveal what happened, that's why they speak. After they say, have they added apple?
Now
it's us who wouldn't have eaten apples, for it would have been cursed to eat it. And if it was another action, after getting saved and I'm married again, even getting married, that would have been a case.
There are things
spoken,
and
he's still working on work to seal people through them with foolishness. Praise Jesus. But in all this,
we thank
Christ Jesus,
who
is the one revealing all this to us through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Genesis 3:7.
Amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga bali bwereere.
When the eyes are here were open, and they saw they were naked. What kind of openness of eyes happened to them? Perhaps sometime back they were not seeing that they were naked. For they were moving. They were not seeing, they were seeing. How were they in the garden? Okay. There was a trust. Things were shifted from them. They entered in this body we are in right now. And they shifted from the body which inherited the kingdom of heaven, which Corinthians speaks of. First Corinthians 15:50-53. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And there will be a shift and a change in a twinkle of an eye, that we shall be restored with the one which is imperishable. Now this was the twinkle of an eye. They ended up in this flesh and blood, that their eyes are open. By the time they looked at Eve, things that change. What do you have in the chest? As they are telling her, if too she's looking, what is you two having down? Where did you get them? For Bible says, in our resurrection, we shall be like angels in heaven. They will not be married, they are getting married. The impotency, we don't have part which draw us to marry and get married. Now, as they looked at each other, everything had changed. The Bible says there, and they got a body of death. Romans 7. Verse 24-25. Adam speaks through Paul by the Holy Spirit. And he says, woe unto me, this body of death. He ended up in the body of death, which gets sickness as we are today, and many other things like that. This one. That's what came from the twisting of the word of God and in adding in it. In subtracting from it, we ended up heading to death. And this day, in putting number 666, they are heading us the second death, the lake of fire. That is what they are calculating. For the devil knows he is not going to overcome and win God. He knows it very well. But
he
wants to gather the ones he's going to perish with. As if expects to win, but he sees things failed, now they are gathering people to be destroyed with them. That's why they look at the gospel of getting born again, to get the body from heaven. They never speak of that the gospel is preached. I
tell
the time you left in salvation and all that you've spent, but you never knew a body from heaven. I don't know what kind of salvation you had gotten if you never understood the body from heaven. Those are some of the major things we need to know. When we see the right gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, involving getting born again, to be given a body from heaven, to separate from the gospel of the devils. For them they preach the world. You get happy in the world. Explaining how you will go to heaven, they don't do that. And giving the tithe and the offerings, and thanking the gospel which is false. And you go back home when you're happy, and you've already eaten poison. You know, after you've eaten poison in the restaurant, you can't understand it if you first reach home. By the time you feel the stomach is changing, the mood is changing in the stomach. Now, when by the world, they eat the poison of the word, which is twisted and added within. They never know until they get out of the body, and they want to go back home in heaven, and they realize they got other things. Praise Jesus.
Genesis 3:7. Amaaso ga bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga baali bwereere. Ne batunga amalagala g'emiti ne beekolera ebyokwambala ne bawulira eddoboozi ya Mukama Katonda ng'atambula mu lusuku mu kiseera eky'empewo. Omusajja ne mukazi we ne beekweka mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda.
Now what follows?
Oba tokyagala kuwulira bigambo bya Katonda.
Hear the words of God,
bigambo by'obulamu,
the words of life,
bigambo by'eggulu,
the words of heaven.
Era okyayira ddala enjiri y'eggulu.
Hear the gospel of heaven.
I
want God to manifest. Come, prove, Lord. When you get a car, you say the Lord arose for me. The things of seeing him, you never want it. And when you first blind your eyes, and you see God through a car, and to go to America, boarding a plane, that is how things you see them. And the number 666 is moving. It's work. That's why they tell you, after this all, there a war was waged. A person had to run from the devil, come back to God. And they had to be either another number, but they got the first one. They don't put it upon you once, 666. One by one, you get more strengthened within. By the time you reach the blast of the Holy Spirit, and they have chased you from the kingdom, but there you have already had the 666 engraved upon you. Blast from the Holy Spirit. Remember, we have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. When you reach the point third, you have your 666. There are people who blast them early, and they get it immediate in cash. And they're engraved upon him the first one in the morning by one. By the time they reach six, the same day, they are already having
deposits.
This is where they tell us.
Never
expect the sun to fall upon your hunger. The sun to fall. The sun is the word of God. For he say, when I am the world, I am the light of the world. You read John 8, verse 12. If it's the world, it's the light of the world. When it is the sun to fall, if you look at this physical sun,
yes,
praise Jesus.
You
get hungered and you get off the word of God. Don't go beyond the word of God. And let me put salvation aside and you understand me. You are going to seal the mouth now. I will come back in the word later. By the time you finish, the light of the word is finishing, darkening. And the devil comes where the light is phasing out. As it keeps covering, the more it darkens, the more it gets to consume you all. And
it
explains it to John. And he says, let not one part be of darkness and another of light.
But
the number to possess the most
things,
it's of darkness.
Seven
of the Lord with the seven spirits is light. Now our master says that you shouldn't have darkness and light within you, for the darkness will consume you all. I will not go deeper into that. But as long as you've heard it. Let's move on to Genesis 3. Genesis 3, verse
8. Ya Mukama Katonda ng'atambula mu lusuku mu kiseera eky'empewo. Omusajja ne mukazi we ne beekweka mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda wakati mu miti egy'omu lusuku. Mukama Katonda n'ayita omusajja n'amugamba nti oli luuyi wa? N'ayogera nti mpulidde eddoboozi lyo. Mulusuku neetia. Kubanga badde bwerere.
Kubanga ani akugambye?
Who told you?
Ne nekweka. Nayogera nti ani yakubuulira nti obadde bwerere. Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira obutalyangako.
Olidde ekyaddirira.
You heard what followed?
Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira
obutalyangako. The tree I commanded don't eat of it.
Ekyo kyokka tekyali kimufuula okulabika nga afaanana bwerere.
Was what was making him to become naked before God. Now the war is here.
Kubikulwa esulo y'okusatu.
Revelation 3.
Verse
16.
Paka abiri agamba.
Verse 20 says.
Saagala kusingana ng'oli
bwerere. I don't want to find you naked.
Olutalo luli ku sitaani agamba.
The word it said.
Ngenda kukola ekisoboka. I'm going to singana nga bali bwerere.
Find them when they are naked like I did it. Genesis. And they have no body which comes from heaven. That's why the religion, some of them,
it
are like the full gospel. They too are born again. They say, maybe it's the false gospel because them, you're going to first die and go in hell. And you don't need to call this body from heaven right now. That when Jesus will sound the trumpet,
like that,
and you'll get out of hell. Where are you there going? We are working to go to heaven. The
gospel
are working to go to hell. Even the adverts are like that. They should say they will first go to hell. They will get the body when they're getting out of there.
We
see the man on the cross. Jesus tells you we meet in the paradise of God.
Be out
like the one on the cross. You'll be something else if you want. I want to meet with him in the garden in the third heaven. Praise Jesus.
Buli muntu asalewo ekyo okusalawo.
Every person let them decide.
Kuba basalewo bafuru gospel.
For the full gospel started, they say they will first go to hell. Where are you going to be first? We have to go in heaven. Heaven is what makes me get saved. How do I first get to hell again? They don't mind whether you get the body going to heaven. The devil forces one thing. They find you like he did it in Genesis when you got naked. But when they take you out of the body, you're still without a body. That's why when we're in this, 2 Corinthians
5,
we fight to be clothed in the body from heaven, lest we fall where we are naked. And we say, we don't grow to get out of this, but we grow before we get out of it, that we are clothed the body from heaven.
Now the devil,
in twisting all he does, he counts one thing. Let them be fall naked,
and when they are
engraved 3 or 6 upon their spirits.
That's
why the gospel in the entire world has changed.
Even
in the church of salvation, we had light. All the light has been finished.
He
speaks in Job and says, darkness arose together with the light. And it began to consume the light. That is the word of God. That it's being finished. But this
is
what you're going to hear.
It's
the word. When God looked at man in this body, God told the woman something. Let's hear down here.
Genesis 3
verse 12.
Omusajja nayogera nti, omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga nange yampadde ku muti n'endya.
He began to give excuses instead of repenting.
And
they put it upon people's hearts. You do something instead of saying, God forgive me. My brethren, forgive me. You first say. But you have squeezed yourself so much on me. That is why I've stepped on you. Sorry, okay. But I'm first given an excuse. But you too, God, you saw me. By the time I committed adultery, you had refused to give me a husband or a wife. But forgive me, okay. But you committed adultery still and fornication. What are you speaking about? Genesis
3,
verse 13.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti kiki kino? Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti kiki kino ky'okoze?
Kino, what is this? Oyinza okubikulirwa
kiki yali akoze? You may build what she had done, can you?
Kubanga olwakola ekyo.
By the time she did that, and they took away the
spirit from
them, and the number began to be engraved upon their spirits.
What
is this, my child, you've done? Remember when you hit the seal of the devil, when you reach the third number, the issue of getting back, God abandons you. What is this you've done? Go to wonder what you've done. It means you've gotten out of his hands. You've done what is not there, which is very hard to rectify. All things God is possible
to handle.
When he reaches to ask, what is this you've done? You know that this is beyond. And you have to take him a level of giving his one begotten son to take away all that. What had begun to be done. It was very dangerous. That's why the one in Hebrews,
Hebrews 6,
you enlightened and you get back, you, there is no sacrifice for sin. We no bring Christ back on the cross to die for us a second time. The situation will not be able to be handled. Be very careful.
For you may
end up when they ask you second time, what is this you've done? If they ask you, what is this, the second time, and it says, but Saul, I regret why I created you, Saul. When God begins such words, you know he has left you. And he takes your spirit away from you, and another spirit takes you over. You must get the number
3,000.
That's why after asking, I regret, Saul, why I created you. He went forth anointing upon David. The spirit upon Saul shifted and went to David. Another evil spirit took over Saul. It began to work within him, writing upon him the number 666.
From
then, Saul began to do more evil works, even to the shrines. He began to inquire from the demons. He had told God incorruptible. But things began like that. God will tell you, I regret why I created you, Saul.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, on that word, this is what the woman said.
Genesis 3,
verse
13.
Instead of repenting, she too, she said, Lord, it's you created the snake. You see what the snake has done to me. Others say, the devil is one, God is one who created the devil. By the time he created him, was he the devil? Or
explains
in Ezekiel
28
that he was blameless in all his ways from the day he created him until evil was found within him. And that evil is evil desires which came within him. According to James chapter 1, those evil desires give birth. And that prettiness out of it comes sin.
He
is the one called the father of sin. That's why.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
never created him when he was evil.
He himself
chose unrighteousness.
And
he is called the father of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now in that way, instead of excusing themselves, instead of saying this pastor Lord, is the one who preached to me falsely. Friend, let me tell you, you would never be saved by that. God was your pastor. What is
most
important? That the other was his cherubim. It was blameless, but he fell. After falling, you shouldn't hear from him. Even if
it's
the pastor and he had ever preached truth, and he abandons it, seek for a new way. For you never
acknowledge
my pastor is the one who did this to me. He's the one who preached falsely to me. All of you and your pastor, you
hate,
or your prophet, or your apostle, or your religion, as you
exceeded
my religion, all of you will head the same way to hell. Now think like this. If God had chosen the false prophets, how
more
the ones who have made evil miracles? One pastor said, they say he's a big pastor. But me, I don't see
it.
For God is the one who is big, filling heaven and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he said, you can go to a false prophet and you can get a miracle and run away and you come back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when you dare do that, God will choose you both. Never waste them go to a false prophet. For he had told you, don't trust another God. Never worship another God besides me. And warn to him who sits in the council of the wicked. All there you have gone, they continue to find sorrow, continues to strike you from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, as we fight on ourselves, that's how the number began. And there came a curse unto the devil, and we were given a punishment. That punishment, that we may get back to God. And when he came on the world, Matthew 11:25,
30,
he called all them who were
weary,
and burdened of those punishments, and the battle which began from Genesis 3, that they came to him, and
you
see the peace of their the rest of their souls. And here he restores us to give us authority. Matthew 10. That we may cast these demons. We heal all diseases. After we got back to him. But what I wanted to tell you. The number 666. Is working from Genesis. Genesis 3. And they tell us. In Daniel
2.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the secret of lawlessness, it has been working all along, but it's called the secret of lawlessness. Now that's secret. That is the spot and the wrinkle. And even the way they come to happen, it has been working all along. And it began from Genesis 3. Let us see 2 Thessalonians chapter
2.
We began from verse 1.
Thessalonica Echokubiri, Esula Eokubiri, Nolinidi Olisoka.
2 Thessalonians 2 from verse 1.
Naetubega Idida, Aboruganda, Oroku Jakwamkama for Yes Christo, Noroku Kungana kwa Fejari, Obuta Sagasagananga Mangu, Umagesiga Mwe, Newankubade, Mukwera Rikida, Newankubade, Uruo Moyo, newankubadde olw'ebbaluwa efaanana ng'evudde gye tuli.
Bakugamba,
they are telling you,
kaguba omwoyo gwonna ogunajja.
Any spirit coming,
nekutandika okutagazatagaza mu magezi go.
It begins to make you unsettled in your mind.
Lwaki bakugambye mu magezi?
Why have they told you the mind?
Amagezi ga Katonda.
The mind and the wisdom of God is Christ Jesus.
Ate Christ Yesu mukama
wafe. Christ Jesus our master.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
It is the word of God.
Era yajja musingo kiri gwa muwandiiko.
Came in the scroll by which was written about.
Bayinza okudambya wandiikwa bye
nnyini. They can get the same scriptures.
Bakuyuyayuya mu magezi.
And be unsettled to you in your wisdom.
Eranga bakulimba.
And they deceive you.
Olunako olumaze okutuuka.
That day has already come.
Era ne namba yiyo batange.
The number is there.
Yiyo ya ejam.
It is there coming.
Eri mu microchip.
It is in a microchip.
Banange mutie.
Friends be
threatened.
You begin to be threatened of things which are not.
Naye twagala okutegeera
ddala. But we want to totally understand.
Tusigale mu magezi g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The wisdom of the word of God.
Byawandiikwa ebitukuvu.
In the holy scriptures.
Tuleme okusagasagana mu magezi.
Not be unsettled in our mind and wisdom.
Katuyongereyo ulira.
Let's move on.
Basisoloniki ekyokubiri sula yokubiri olunyiro akubiri.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 2.
Newankubadde olw'ebbaluwa efaanana ng'efudde gye tuli nti olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lutuuse.
Kaakati bayinza okulimalira era waliwo ebbaluwa yakutte ku lusozi era sitaani yabadde agamba
they get a microchip and they put it in you.
Never
waste your time with any letter, be in the Bible.
You
know you have been so cheap in this time
to pick letters
that fell from the message of the devil.
This
is where they told me that a letter fell at the prayer mountain in Uganda. That it fell from the messenger of the devil.
What?
Devil throws a letter.
Yeah, tells you
the messages of the devils, they move them through letters.
This
devil has demons which make people dream. Which envision people.
Every
time they sit under the sea. According to Ezekiel 27. And according to Isaiah 29,
15,
and 16, they sit under the sea and they twist
backwards.
What letter do they need to move physically? And when you see the front throne thing up reported, they are calculating something else. You concentrate on the letter, you abandon the Bible. And now, you go so much on YouTube,
Facebook
and those
WhatsApps.
And if you don't send that message, and we don't support the devil, you forward it to another. Did you look onto the message and you proved it was of God? YouTube begin to claim, why should I prove
not being good?
Let me send it also. And in the letters which fell, they were that make them so much corruptible. Spread the letter to move far. Those letters get them and read the last words I've
said.
They are those points. Now they are the ones who get on WhatsApp today. WhatsApp. Instead of being in the Bible, they're on WhatsApp, revisiting what they have been sent. And they ask, you've not gotten anything new?
Why don't
you get in the Bible and get something new there?
Limba Thessalonica, Echokovili.
Second Thessalonians 2 verse 3.
Omuti yena tabalimbanga mu kigambo kyonna kyonna. Kubanga olunaku olwo terulijja, wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo.
Okwawukana kuli nga kumaze okubaawo.
That rebellion has occurred.
Okwawukana okwo kufaanana
kutya. That rebellion occurs how?
Malachi 3.
Verse 18 says.
Kale olituuka bwe mulidda.
That when you come back,
you will
separate who serves God and who never serves Him. The righteous and the unrighteous.
Thessalonica.
Second Thessalonians 2, verse 3.
Agamba nti omuntu yenna tabalimbanga mu kigambo kyonna kyonna kubanga olunaku olwo terulijja wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo. Era omuntu oli ow'okwonoona ng'alimala okubikkulwa.
Omuntu oli.
That man of lawlessness.
Ng'amaze okubikkulwa.
After he's been redeemed. Revealed. Now, let's get back brief.
Omuntu oyo yani.
Who is that person?
Kubanga twatula ebinamba eno lukakaga mukala.
But the number 666.
Ye nannyini waayo.
He is the one who owns it.
Katumulabeko katono.
Let us see of him brief.
Tuzeemu ku bikkulwa 17.
We've gone back to Revelation 13.
Tugenda kumala tukomewa.
We're going to get back again.
Naye omuntu oyo.
But that person.
Tumala mutegeera mu nsi
muno. We have to first understand him in the world.
N'ekinamba kye.
And his number.
Olwo mukama waffe tulyoke tumulabeko.
Then we shall see our master.
Bwe tuba tetunategeera mu muntu oyo.
If you don't understood that person.
N'enamba tuba tetugimanyi.
Even the number we don't know it.
Kubanga bwe bajja.
Come in a class.
Ne bagamba namba kaga.
Namba
gwatakola bibuuzo
oba. You would never start.
Ata marking a bibuuzo.
You never mark exams.
Era atagabana.
And who never gives positions.
Oba manyi namba ki.
Which number do you know?
Kale namba biri yimirira.
Okay, number 2 stand up
here. Kolinye.
And there is no number like that. No person has been given it.
Namba 3.
Number 3.
Oliwa.
Where are you? Who can stand amongst us until we've known?
Yokana,
John,
Jemusi,
James,
number 7,
Yimuka. Stand up. And now you stand
Uwanga
up. For we've known. You two have known yourself and you know the name. That person, we have to reveal him first. And his number, then we got to know it. No one can understand it until they have understood. Who is the devil? For others, you know he was an angel. He wasn't an angel. You have to know who he was. Let's read Revelations. Revelations 13:16-17.
Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda. Wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero n'erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo. Awo wali amagezi alina okutegeera baliira omuwendo gw'ensolo. Kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu. No mwendo gwayo 666.
Gwe mwendo gw'omuntu.
The mark of the person.
Tuyina sooka tegeera muntu
ono. We have to know that person first.
Tulyoke tulabe namba ye.
Then we shall get to see his number.
Kati akaseera ke tulimu.
Now the moment we are in.
Akubikuda muntu ono.
To reveal this person.
Tumala omubikula.
After revealing him.
Kapo tuwulidde nti namba yagiwandika ako. Ayita mu kunyoola n'okwongeramu.
Pass it through subtraction and adding the
number. Ebitufu ebimukwatako yaani.
We know, want to know what concerns him this
person. Bwe tunaamala omutegeera.
When we shall know him.
Kasi ogenda kulaba ennamba
bw'agikola. I prove to you, you shall know how the number does it.
Yo yennyini bukankaga
mukaga. How the number 666 is made clear.
Tuzeeyo mu Thessalonica.
We've gone back to Thessalonians.
Bakugambye omuntu oli tumala mu bikula.
You have to review that person.
Lwaki olowooza Mukama bibikula?
Why do you think God reveals him?
Bwe obudde buli kumpi.
For time is close.
Okudda kwe.
For his coming. And there are many signs which prove this, which he told us of. He told us in Matthew 24, false prophets will increase, even they who claim to be Christs.
Now,
prophet who even sells trees in this church, it's amazing. And when you come, I'm going to give you rings. When you sleep, when you put them on at your head, you will speak with all the dead.
Kakati,
Now, that is a pastor.
And
takes people and they kiss each other. The younger and the older are kissing each other. Commands it to the people like that. Now, him, how immoral is he as a person?
Things
you have to be very careful this time. Let us hear.
Basesalonika ekyokubiri esula yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Second Thessalonians 2 verse 3.
Olunaku olwo terulijja wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo. Era omuntu oli ow'okwonoona ng'alimala kubikkulwa.
Tulina okubikkulwa oyo.
It involves revealing him.
Sitaani yaani.
Who is the devil?
Batankana ali
mudawo. Others ask where is he?
Ali mukeye.
Is he in hell?
Obunya obutakomeye.
In the bottomless pit? Oh, he's in the world. If he's in hell, who is deceiving us? Maybe he was an angel. But he wasn't an angel. He was a cherubim. You see these two cherubims? He was the third. They were anointed. But when he fell, what anointing did he remain with? Which works and makes the number 666. Praise Jesus. If you've not understood him, you cannot know his number. That's why they have told you that person must be first revealed. When he's revealed, then the master will be able to be coming back. And there will be a division. And in the gospel you hear, in the entire world it's going to happen a separation. You're going to see the one serving God and they will have never served him. And they point in them, this is of the devil. People themselves will be seeing it clear. For Bible says that the world will be filled with the knowledge of God like the water spread over the sea. That you studied very well. In Isaiah 11:9. Habakkuk 2:14. The world will be filled with the glory of God. It will be in the entire world. But they will reject, it. And they will believe, it.
There's
someone will point on that you serve the devil and you and the other. You serve the Lord and the other. The world is going to become like that. Separation has to come this time. The righteous and the unrighteous, they will serve God and they will never serve him. That's why we have to reveal everything. If you want to commit this word to you, like a faithful person who will spread them far, that you spread everywhere, then the separations will come. Remember this man. From the religions, even to salvation,
those
who serve the devil have already sunk deeper within him. Now in revealing the secrets, they capture them and they find them already in there, in the devil. And they have no way they avoid it. And they have said,
"Sometimes you don't need Jesus."
By the time we read here, and there is no some time when you don't need Jesus. For he is the life we breathe. We live in him, we move, and have our being in him. What time don't we need him? Every person has exposed their nakedness.
When
I told you, when God will be coming back, our Master Jesus will come at midday. But time will get night.
And
after it all, the light will get out again. But I told you this. When God wants to capture night dancers, he waits in the night around 3.
And
all of them have unclothed themselves there in the crossroads with their gospels. The one who is bewitching food. Now the light comes out through that time. When they are all naked. And people find them when they are naked. They were going to work. The dons capture them with their nakedness. And God first made people. And they seek deeper. And they sin and corrupt more. And they sell holy rice for 50,000 shillings.
If
Jesus made bread, he never sold one. He gave us bread and fish. He never sold any that it is holy. Jesus has never sold miracles. These ones have sold. Now God brings them out. You bring the Holy Spirit and His works of righteousness. And the Spirit of the devil and its works. We separate who serves and who never serves God. Maybe you don't see that.
And
what you hear, what is next? The bright Christ and His church. The false Christ and their churches. They are all coming to separate who serves and who doesn't serve God. The right gospel and the gospel of the devils we are separating. Maybe, I don't know whether you have ever been revealed of this. Don't you see with the Son of Heaven?
The
kingdom of heaven. Who has been preaching it?
Oh, this God led
to separate who serves Him. Let's move on here.
Tuli Thessalonica, ekyokubiri, esula yakubiri n'olunyiriro kusatu.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
Era omuntu oli ow'okwono ng'alimala kubikulwa omwana w'okuzikirira.
Bamuyita mwana wa kuzikirira.
He's called the one to be doomed of destruction.
He
used to call himself the morning star, son of the dawn. We are going to see him as he speaks that. We are going to know him who he is. In most of the Bibles, his name was wiped out, lest we discover him early.
These
ones sit in Bermuda Triangle and they say, let's withdraw his name. They are going to see him. They will commit to serve him. They are fighting if they don't discover him.
And
they continue to make people corruptible. But God says,
he
must be revealed. His seasons have reached.
Second
Thessalonians 2 verse 4.
Aziza ere yegulumiza okusinga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda.
Vayo.
This one came out.
Yegulumiza.
And he lifted himself up. And he called himself God. We are going to be knowing him. We want to understand him. This is not the Pope. This is not the beast. This is the dragon. But it has a beast. It has a
false
prophet who is leading their mission, whom they call the Pope. And many other false prophets. Praise Jesus. We are going to
know
who is the right one behind the things.
And
what concerns him the right things. For they have told us that number is from this person. We need to know the person, then we shall know his number.
Mm-hmm. 2 Thessalonians 2,
verse 4.
Aziza ere yegulumiza okusinga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda, oba ekisinzibwa, n'okutuula n'atuula mu yeekaalu ya Katonda, nga yeeraga yekka nti ye Katonda.
And he sits in the temple of God, and he claims his God. When he was beginning all the things, the Lord warned him, we shall get back here. Let's go and see.
You know,
this one who got pride like this.
Ezekiel
28.
You are
going to be connecting him little.
Ezekiel 28
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira w'ettulo nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa, n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde mu ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja.
You hear him speak? I am God. I sit in the throne of God under the sea. When we stand in the end of heaven,
we reached
and we saw the other base of him on the earth, of the principalities under the sea. Ezekiel 27. By the time they bring their
aid,
and they have shown where they are seated, and
by
the time they speak the sea, and they speak of the human beings, and they see that in the hearts of all people,
Moldova,
in their minds and their understanding, and he claims, do you see how I'm God?
Like
you too, you want to be. Me too, I am within them all. This is joke with Lucifer when he speaks pride.
Ezekiel 28:2.
We put this mindset in us that we are going to become like God. He had already seen himself as God.
Ezekiel 28:3. Nofuna ezaabu n'effeeza mu by'obugagga byo. Oyongedde obugagga bwo olw'amagezi go amangi.
Obusuubuzi w'amawanga.
This is the merchant of nations.
Sitani mwenyini.
The devil himself.
Tugenda kuwatulengera
mu. We are going to explain more of him.
Naye lwaki bagambye yeegulumiza
ku kiti kwa Katonda? Why is he exalted above everything called God?
Yakoma kwegulumiza ku mwoyo mutukufu.
He never ended to exalt himself above the Holy Spirit.
N'okwegulumiza eri ekigambo
kya Katonda. And even the word of God.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Wamera ne kitaffe.
And even the Father.
He too
is familiarized him.
Nagamba,
and he said,
netura, yange,
I will get my throne and bow before the cross. I will sit the throne of the Most High. He familiarized everything claiming to be God. And
he is God.
Why have they said what is called God?
Katonda,
for the one called the Father.
No,
the one called God is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three are one. But all of them lifted himself above them. This is the one we want to discover.
He owns the number 666. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus
is the one who has been making all
the miracles
and is supposed to create the number 666. We've gone to Isaiah. Isaiah 14:9.
Sayisula ya 14 olunyi lwa mwenda lugamba. Amagombe wansiga kugumuka ku lulwo kusisinkana ng'ojja. Gagolokosa abafu ku lulwo. Abakulu bonna ab'ensi gayimusizza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe.
Kubanga nawe ngendo kusura
yeye bako to cast you down there.
Ne wankuba denga yali amazo kuogera bino
wanga. He had spoken things down this down here.
Na tuli mu Isaiah sura ya 14 no lunyiriri ramwinda.
Isaiah 14:9.
Gayimusisa bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuba ku ntebe zaabwe.
Omanye eri magomba bakubira ku ntebe.
Inhale the pit them on their thrones and they are of thorns.
Bano ba malaika be magombe ba Abaddon.
Angel of hell they are Abaddons.
Bakuba kiboko nga bakuba.
If you are a king, they give you a throne, they give you a crown.
And
it has thorns which are stretching out. It is they give you a crown of thorns as a king. Each one was getting off the throne of thorns to come see the one who deceived them. You know, when you're in the world,
we
are deceived by the devil. But when you reach and cast the prison of God, the angel Abaddon of the chains, and they capture you to punish you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
brethren, let's fight that we may be escape the number, the number 666. They should enlighten you that it's a microchip. It has been working.
bagambye ekyama ky'obujeemu
called the secret of lawlessness.
Kibadde kijja kikola.
It has been working.
Era nga tukizuula.
And we've discovered it.
Yeah, ni ono.
Who is this person?
Ne namba.
And his number.
Twagala okwongera okutegeera.
We want to continue to understand.
Kibadde kijja kikola.
How has it been working?
Katweyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Isaiah 14:10.
Isaiah 14:10.
Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era naawe ofuuse munafu nga ffe ofaananyizibwa nga ffe ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe n'eddoboozi ly'ennanga zo envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo era envunyu zikubiseeko ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu.
Era buli kiseera ekisinga kyonna
bwe yamalanga
okulimba abantu
nga
yeddirayo se omukulu wali mu kibuga
Yerusalemu.
Yaddiranga wano
n'awalayapa
n'addayo mu kibuga Yerusalemu. Era Mukama n'amubuuza, ondabiddeko ku muddu
wange?
Tambula
n'okuddingana.
Nze ndi Katonda.
I am God.
Ntambula buli gye njagala.
I walk wherever I want.
Ne nkoma nawe.
And I even come back.
Ebyo byosoma mu Yobu.
That's what you read in Job 1:6.
Saka 10.
And 10.
Ne Yobu esule yo 10.
And Job 2.
Era abaana ba Katonda bakuzaala.
And when the sons of God were gathered.
Okusinza ku Zakaria esule yo
7. Zakaria chapter 3.
Be bamalayika.
They are the angels.
Ye nga seba akola mu byayagala.
He will do whatever he wants.
But
they promised him
that he will
get from heaven and will cast you down to hell.
And we shall see,
even though he leads the number
26,
there is the messenger he handed it over who is
Jezebel.
Driving it, Jezebel. After his
imprisonment.
But we first discover him. And you know where he is right now. And who did he give this mission to run it? Then we shall beat them.
Isaiah 14:12.
Isaiah 14:12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lucifer.
Erinnya lye yani?
His name is who?
Buli alina Bible nga erinnya teririmu.
Ye muntu gwe tubadde tunoonya. He's the person we have been looking for.
The
one they have said that the number of this person, that person, he is Lucifer. You have most of the Bibles and that name was wiped out. Restore it back.
Those men are called,
they knew he should discover him and they took out his name. They sit under the sea and they twist and distort things and they subtract from the word of God. And they foresaw them in Isaiah 29:15-16.
And they go deep
under the sea and they distort things and return them upside down.
Now
that they put it back in every Bible you're holding, that it may be known.
We've been
looking for the name of that person and his number. Now when we know the person, we can know his number. And he has another name.
In
those days was called Lucifer, the anointed cherubim.
And
now he's called the devil. It even pains him to call him Lucifer, for he's no more than. He's no more a cherubim.
I'm not
telling him, you Lucifer, you fell, you are now a devil. You know, if you are, you have ever been married, and now you are a single mother, and until you became a single mother, no more married, you feel pain. Okay, that can be pain a little. If you have ever been rich, and you find that now your name is you are the least poor.
You
are the rich poor. Well done. You may feel sorrow. And you begin to recap how you are rich. Now they call the rich poor.
Era Satani bwomala n'omwongerako
bwe Satani Lucifer eyali kerubi. The devil Lucifer who was the cherubim.
No gwa.
And you fell. There you have already finished him.
Because
you're piercing his heart. That's why he confused the world. And he tells them I was a cherubim angel. Maybe I was an angel. You are Lucifer. Who was an anointed cherubim and you fell. Now you're called the devil, the deceiver of the entire world. The father of sin, you have nothing good within you. From the beginning you are the murderer. You attacked us in the garden and you troubled us. There is a moral you have to get aside and you begin to get wild over the devil. And they give us authority over you. We are going to send Abaddons that they will drag you with all your armies onto the bottomless pit. Let's get back to
verse.
You've heard and known his name. The name of this person is Lucifer.
Isaiah 14 verse
12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lucifer, emmunyeenye y'enkya.
He
used to call himself the morning star.
Remember
the morning right morning star is the Lord Jesus himself.
And
he's spoken even in Peter.
And
the morning star will shine your heart. This one came out and claimed he's the morning star. I am Jesus. And wait in hell. I am Jesus. I'm going to come redeem you. Now when the right Jesus reached here, he had already conned all of them down there. That's why when Jesus went in hell 3 days, First Peter 3,
17:21,
not all of them that they get out of hell. A few of them
remained
to know that this is the right Jesus, the other was the deceiver. He had told them in hell, I am Jesus, I'm the morning star, I am the light. I am going to lighten to you where you're going.
When he left from there,
he went. Let's see who another did he familiarize. Isaiah 14 verse 12.
Omwana owenkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka. Gwe yameganga amawanga. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti, ndi linnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda.
Yaziisa emmunyeenye zonna ne bamalayika bonna abateeke wali.
Angels and the stars, put them aside.
Mbeere mukulu waabwe.
I will be their leader.
Okusooka ebyo nanga biri
bwebi. Before out all there like that. Nekino nakyakyagala. Even this he wants it.
Tuli Isaiah 14 verse 13.
Era
ndituula ku lusozi lw'ekibiina ku njuyi
ez'enkomerero. Bw'agamba nti agenda tuula ku lusozi lw'ekibiina.
Akimanyi
bulungi kitaffe.
He knows the Father. Yateeka
kabaka we ku lusozi Sayuni.
Who is king at the mountain Zion.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
That's the Master Jesus.
Gwe tuwulira mu Isaiah.
Gwe muhiya in Isaiah.
28:14. Paka 25. Yesu yebazibwa. Bamutunyira mu Peter kisooka sura y'okubiri. Nga batunyira nti ye Mukama waffe Yesu. Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Isaiah 14:13. Era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiiko bwa kkono.
Asooka n'amuggyawo.
He first put him aside. On the mountain Zion, I'm going to sit there.
Ayagala tuula ali mu gweri.
He wants to sit there in the third heaven. After that, let us hear the next position is by God. All this is spoke them. Isaiah 14:14. Even the throne of the most high above the heavens, there too I will go sit there. I will become the Alpha and the Omega. This is the one they have told you.
That
until this person, who exalts us above whatever is called God, will be revealed. The seasons have come upon him. This is our work right now. To reveal the entire nations.
Isaiah 14:15.
Now
they put him in hell. Right from when Jesus died and rose again and went back to heaven. And a war arose in heaven. Revelation 12:7-17. And he was cast from heaven and his angels. Revelation 20 says, he was put in the bottomless pit. Even the groups of most of the angels, handed it over to Jezebel, the first fallen angel who joined him in the falling. We have to continue to know all this. But the right thing is this. They have told you. That person will be revealed. Now we began on his name. And they told us the name of that person. Even his number. The number 666. If you don't know the person, you can never know the number.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go back brief on Thessalonians.
Second Thessalonians 2:4.
Aziza
ere yegulumiza okusinga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda. Oba ekisinzibwa. N'okutula n'atula mu yeekaalu ya Katonda. Ngayera gayika ntiye Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwa. Tumanyi mu bakolisi kisoke sura eyo kusatu.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Onyo 16
to down.
Logamba nti febe nyi tuli yekalu ya
Katonda. We are so the temples of the living God. Wawa agenda
tura wa.
Where is he going to sit, you think?
Tumanyinga.
We know that.
Obisubizo bya
Katonda. In the promises of God.
Oyokana 14:14.
In John 14:14.
Yagamba nti nayo moyo bwalijja.
He said when the Spirit will come.
Alibeera mu mwe nnaku zonna.
He will be within you for all ever.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Spirit of Truth,
which
the world can never see. But you see him because he lives within you. And he speaks.
Don't you are
a temple of the living Spirit of the Lord?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But Satan,
now the devil, he wants that temple for the people of God. That's where he wants to sit.
And he
changed the holy place.
And
he sat rather there. That's why you hear they say,
Holy Ghost.
Your Holy Ghost, the ghost which has been cleansed, and you begin to call it, I welcome you, Holy Ghost, come within me,
Holy Ghost fire,
the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, church, the way you call demons, they shouldn't confuse you. Hebrew is Hebrew. English is English. Luganda is Luganda. Now they shouldn't confuse us. That ghost, it's in the Greek idea. Whatever language it is, that means, in English doesn't mean that. It means ghost. That confusion shouldn't come within us. Praise Jesus. Now the holy place,
himself,
he sat there and he claimed his God. You are waiting for him to put a throne here. This is not the temple of the Lord. This is a building. People themselves are the temples of the Lord. Now today they change you and they told you, call the Holy Ghost. Call what is upon me to clothe you. And you call the Holy Ghost. Come and be upon us.
That's
why I can speak tongues. And you begin. What have you been speaking? I'm speaking with God mysteries. I don't know what I speak.
What
mysteries don't you know you're speaking to God?
Now,
in wisdom, come back to sanity. Can a person speak mysteries and don't understand them? How dare you know that you have spoken a mystery? that you speak in mysteries with God that you don't understand. How do you know you've spoken a mystery? This is madness. Now, if you speak secrets to your colleague, you don't understand what you're speaking to them. You find yourself speaking secrets to them. Have you ever spoken secrets of yours to someone? You, as you speak, you don't understand what you're speaking. Let's get out of getting spoiled. The devil is deceiving us. How dare you speak secret with someone and don't know what you're speaking? Even they who spoke the mystery of Christ, when the Spirit of God was upon them, they searched to know what they were speaking. Let's proceed on.
Basesalonika, Echokobiri, Esulayakobiri, Noluyiri, Uroktano.
2 Thessalonians 2, verse 5.
Temujukira, nga bwe nali nga nkyali gye muli, nababuulira ebyo. Era ne kaakano ekirobera mukimanyi alyoke abikkuke mu ntuuko ze.
Ekirobera kiri bwe kiti.
What is holding him back?
Bano babadde balwanagana n'Omwoyo
Mutukuvu. These ones have been fighting with the Holy Spirit.
Okumuggya mu bantu.
To take him out of the people.
Bakimanyi Yokana 16.
No, John 16.
Yarumirize ensi.
He convicts the world of sin, righteousness,
no,
and judgment.
Balwanagana naye kati
mu fight with him so much.
Wakiri bakanya
Holy Ghost. Fight for the Holy Ghost to claim him. You
cannot
say Holy Ghost is bad. Now, friends, insanity when you understand. You speak Holy Spirit, what does it pain you? Why do you argue for the Holy Ghost? What is strangling you for that? Someone has been raising hands. Those are the ones who are illiterate. They look at the clock and point on 7 and they claim it is 1. I tell you, those are pastors of the devil. Come back to the pastors of God who have the Bible. Praise Jesus. You cannot confuse us. We started 1 is 1. Why is on your watch there is 1 and you claim it is 7? Who are you confusing? 2 is 2. You claim it is 8. Why did they teach us in their English that ghost is a demon? Now they are changing against us. You see 4, and you say it is 10.
That
Holy Ghost is like the Holy Spirit.
That
4 is like 10. When you see 4 and 10, is there any resemblance among them? At least don't you write 0 and 1 and you say 10, they may be at least having a likeness. When you first write
0
and 1 and you decide to write 10, at least you claim that 0 and 1 somehow they have a likeness of 10. But 4 and 10, what resemblance do they have? That is the triple six working that.
And when it came to Africa,
it played on Africans. You started at 1 is 1. Now you claim 1 is 7. 6 is 12. How do they dare look alike? At least you would have written 9 and 6. And you see that this 6 which has turned up and this is a 6 which has turned down. 6 and 9.
At least
and you say 9 and 6 look alike because one at least is turned up and another down. But
3
and 9, how do they dare look alike? This is confusing you that ghost is the Holy Spirit. They are the ones who are illiterate. We started in heaven and we are taught by God.
Ah.
Yesu ye
wazimu. Praise Jesus.
Omumani Isaiah
48.
Yenze mukama nze kai bilizo kugaza.
I am the only God who teaches. If they studied in the world, let them study there. We get the Spirit of the Lord. For our God told us, He's living. He was dead, but He's alive. He has no demon. Now they who were studied in the world remained there. But we studied right from heaven. He teaches us places in heaven. Let's move on.
Second
Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 6.
Era ne kakano ekirobera mukimanyi alyoka abikuke mu ntuuko ze.
Who have they been fighting?
They are fighting
the Holy Spirit until they have taken him out. For they know. In John 14, 26, He will teach you, He will remind you whatever Christ said. Now they have to fight Him to put Him aside. That they will make people confused and do everything they do and no one helps the people. They know. John 16, when He comes, He will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now they are fighting with Him to wipe Him out of the way. To take Him out of the church. They make you call another now Holy Ghost to take over. And they tell you, if you don't speak tongues of the Holy Ghost, you are not filled with the Spirit. Jesus spoke how many tongues? Was He not filled with the Spirit? This is confusing you, brethren. Maybe you are joking without it happening. They are fighting with the Holy Spirit. He's the one who has hindered them to come out openly to do their madness. But now, they thought they had captured and finished Him. They thought what they had done to Him. They have taken Him out of the people. Yet, the man is preparing another rising. He is here training. And all of you, He is preparing a new army. Arise
and
pray in the name of Jesus. They thought they have finished Him. And they come and do whatever they want, and no one sees and tells them. They
will
bring trees that are blessings. And will tell if you're coming, come with one egg. They are taking it where?
Yes, we are
going to eat. Jesus is the one going to eat to come. They thought they had finished the man.
The
Holy Spirit, you have finished
him.
And from that triangle, they sit and say, where we have
reached,
we have conquered him. I walked within them and they could not understand me. I was in their churches in the entire world. And there are demons within them, not dim people. They thought they had reached where their feet have wiped him out. And they can come and do whatever they want in the people. But right now we are set for them.
Amen.
He has raised them with a dangerous army. The word of God has come for them. Command by command. Scripture by scripture. And they will break.
Isaiah 28:9-13.
He has come for them. Command by command. And they come with scripture by scripture. You tell us which year was he began to be called the Holy Ghost? In heaven, is it normally like that?
We
want to do what is done in heaven. We do it on earth. You must come to us in heaven. It's called the ghost. Let's move on here. Second Thessalonians 2:7. It has been working. The apostles were there, they were seeing him. This man has been, and the number 666 is working. It's not begun now, they are confusing us. Men, as they went to serve, the secret was working. This secret we've discovered him more.
Satani,
the devil,
Lucifer,
who was an anointed cherubim, he fell. Yet he has been working. He began Genesis chapter 3 to haunt a human being and to want to engrave the number 666 upon him. He has been working all along. Don't think he's going to work right now. That number 666 has been on. And whoever is in hell has it.
Second Thessalonians 2 verse 7. Out of them only got eight people.
Noah and his other colleagues. But the number was working those days. They
invoked
the Holy Spirit.
And
the thoughts of people were all corrupted. And the father says, my spirit will not contend with these people. Let me take him out. That I destroy all them with floods.
You
were the Noah's word.
Not
we too, we are the Noah's generation. We are going to be saved. We are living. We are in the name of Jesus. This number we have escaped it. Even though he has been fought, but
is
to get back through the nose and to appear in the world. The preachers of righteousness, like Noah, how he was.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They were called the sons of God.
They fought with the Holy Spirit to get him out of the people.
No one's family,
they held on him. And they said, no, we are not leaving the
Holy
Spirit. There must be a way he's going to keep us to stay, survive.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Now this generation, they are fighting with the Holy Spirit that fought him. And they say we have to take him out of the people. Then somebody else come and take them over. The demon and spirit working in the children of disobedience. They are fighting one thing.
To
capture the power of the saints, which is in the word. That
we
trust the words of people. But right now the problem has come. God has prepared command by command that they will fall flat and be captured. We shall go slow like God is moving us. When he runs, we shall run. When he walks, we shall walk. When he disappears, we shall disappear. When he sits, we sit. We are going to be like Israel in the journey. Sit, be there and we sit. When he rises to move, we move with him. When he runs, we run with him. We are not going to rush on this man. The gospel is going to be moving, passing through day and night. But slow. You may ask, why are we on radio? Do you think we don't have money to put it? We have to first prepare. It will be our radio. And when we switch on the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness and the spirit of the devil and his works of righteousness, after that, the right Christ and the false Christ, we get one by one. The right gospel and the false gospels. Every day we show one. One by one, each part. The pastor knows the right spirit, and they know the right Christ and the right gospel in the same time. Though we have studied them in different, the ones who get them, they're going to get them in the same moment. And to change, we put in the jar of heaven. The Lord is preparing. And he told us, prepare your works out of the field. He's going to send us in the world, we're going to hear battles. When we are silent out here, people will be hearing. We are preparing, that's what you have to know. If you've not seen where we're going, that's why the camera is capturing things. Don't think we are wasting time here. We are preparing a dangerous mission on the devil. Let's move on.
Thessalonica ekyokubiri esula yakubiri n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
2 Thessalonians 2:7.
Wabula kyokka aziyiza kaakano okutuusa lwaliggibwawo, awo omujeemi oli n'alyoka abikkuka. Mukama waffe Yesu gwalita n'omukka ogw'omu kamwa ke.
Omujeemu oyo gwe tebaabadde balwanagana n'omuntu.
Lawless one, they have been parted with the Holy Spirit.
Era bamaze okutuuka we batuuse.
Now they have reached where they reached. The Holy Spirit set back and he said, I'm going to arise back and capture you. Now we are set for him. And we reveal him right now unto all nations. This person and his number 666. That person, Lucifer the devil.
2 Thessalonians 2:8. Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo gwalita n'omukka ogw'omukamwa ke. Era gwalizikiriza n'okulabisibwa kw'okujja kwe. Naye okujja kw'oyo kuli mu kukola kwa Setaani n'amaanyi gonna n'obubonero n'ebyamagero eby'obulimba.
Wuliriza bulungi
nnyo.
Okujja kw'omuntu
lwaki
bagambye nate eno wali
yamukulembeddemu
ali emabega ye
Setaani.
Emyoyo emibi
Evil spirits miracles from the mouth of the dragon. That's the devil. And from the beast. And from the false prophet. This person we see front is the prophet. But he has the beast behind. He has the devil behind. We have first revealed the devil. We are coming next to the beast. Tomorrow we begin on the beast. On to the other person.
We have
false counterfeit miracles. Miracles are all over the world.
Why
are everyone doing miracles? Without the word of God.
You
thought whose coming was that? Take this egg. It's going to be working a miracle for you. By the time you crush the egg, there is a dragon within it. Praise Jesus. Recently on Facebook, there's a Nigeria pastor I liked. He sent me on a messenger. He said he was passing my timeline. And God told him that I saw a city as an orphanage of children. God is going to work miracle for me and give me a blessing. And he won't be able to despise the prophecy. I told him, you think everyone is foolish, send me scriptures proving your prophecy. He told me, don't joke with the prophecy. I told him, don't be careful, I'll block you if I have no proof. He never replied. Those are the ones like that. But I wanted to prove to you. Why the spirit of the Lord is works of righteousness. And the spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. We show the miracles of the devils. But the coming of this devil
was
the appear of the number to work in his people. It is working counterfeit, confusing miracles. You will see P5 and yes, 77 dogs and many others. How do you call God's people dogs? You are a devil yourself. For Bible says, dogs in scriptures, it's the person who had gotten from evil. And every evil thing. And after they get back into them. And they resume them. That is why the weddings finished and then the people kissing each other. Imagine, they have given you 1 minute. You are there kissing yourself. Your other parts are on what? These ones are prophetic people. Immorals. They have given you 1 hour. You have waited each other for a long time. They have given you 1 hour. Minute. Kiss yourself. And they were holding their head and back every part.
The rest of the parts are on what at that moment?
You may
even look for tall clothes to clothe them at a time. Because of the situation which can arise. Be very careful. You may see miracles,
but the
coming and the appearing of this number officially,
it is
working counterfeit, confusing miracles. And it's nothing like the word of God. But people are doing things, miracles. Miracles are food to the children.
And
after getting the word of God, which is full, we are given right miracles from God. But not like the ones you are having in this generation. The messenger that the devil very many in this generation. You have to be very careful. We are going to be beginning from here on the day of tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Maybe when you have a question, you can ask. People like three questions. You stand immediately, you come right in the front. If they finish three of the people, that is done. Give three questions. Praise Jesus, brethren. My question which I'm asking, it is on Eve. For we've seen in Genesis
3.
When we see Adam again in Romans 7, and Adam is speaking. Now my question is this. That Eve ended in Genesis, she wasn't spoken of anywhere else in the Bible about her resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Concerning
the resurrection of Eve,
you
have to search it in 1 Peter 3:17
unto 21.
See the days just wasting, went in hell, and she must be the number which came out back. For there were people who really, when you first come on this world as you,
they
are chasing
you
from the garden where you have felt peace.
You
must look for what food to be eaten and what is not eaten. What grass which is eaten for stew and what is not eaten. For you may eat that wild grass. And you call it stew. You may go and cut and you eat its liver.
No fear,
and you die immediate, for it has poison within it.
But what so
much to discover what is eaten and what is not eaten.
Because
the creation is already changed.
So chabatwaliwo kutawana kunji.
Era
ne wangwali tebasoka kuzura. Bawonye batyageye.
How are they going to be saved in hell?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Nechirala.
And the other.
Kyo mundu bwatandika wechibi.
When a person begins sin.
Achibone yero lwensonge.
They regret and experience the punishment for it.
Namaliza bali magombe.
They ended up.
Na yo kusinzira ku Zaburi 10:19.
Psalms 119.
Oja kuulira mu Adam ngageza ako kulaja.
Adam trying to
liberate. Ngaita ekigambo cha Katonda kije
kibaruko. He's calling the word of God to come and save them from there.
Chenga kasa era chemanyo
bulu. What is proven one and no better way.
Bana bibaso ko kumura ba ngaze mu kuba bali ba murabiye ko mulusuku bali ba mwanyi.
Ever seen him in the garden, they had seen him before.
Era mu kumura ba.
And they see.
Bala banda bako chimukama
wangi. They saw a great relief. More than most of the people.
But
many never knew who is Christ and they had never seen him. But these ones are with him in the garden. And when they saw him, they saw a great relief. They were the first to get out of hell with the Judas Iscariot, who had seen him on the world. If you think Judas is
in hell,
you do go be Judas that you be down here.
You
be disappointed, you'll be the only Judas down there. Let's see another question. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, apostle, I'm asking.
For
my neighbor prays from where they claim Bibles were burnt. But anytime I preach to them, She said her pastor is right.
And
abused these ones who fight him claiming he burned the Bible. Now I'm asking. The ones who flamed him, are they wrong or he did something right?
Galatians
6.
Bagalatia soko leto muzinda batusomere Bagalatia mukaga onyori soka
Galatians 6 from verse 1
Bagalatia isura eyo mukaga no linyiri olusoka lugamba abo luganda omuntu wabalimbanga ngayononyi omuntu abo luganda omuntu bw'alabibwanga ng'ayonoonye. Mwaba omwoyo mumulongoosenga ali bw'atyo mu mwoyo ogw'obuwombeefu.
Gw'agenda okulongoosa abalala
obeera
mu mwoyo gwaki?
Ye
ali mu mwoyo gwaki?
Mbwa
temusegeera! Temulina magezi!
Which spirit are you in? Here we speak many things. You hear me speak how? When the spirit drives me, I speak how?
There's
a spirit of gentleness.
Era ne bobo yogera bigambo bya moyo wa amani. Era asigala obuwombeefu bubwe.
You remain gentleness is his.
Tuongereyo.
Tuli Galatia isura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Galatians 6 from verse 1.
Nga weekuuma wekka.
Nawe oba olina okwegendereza kuba singa oba omwoyo
w'obuwombeefu
b'oyagala okutereeza ate be bakusuula
bingi.
Abagalatiya isura y'omukaaga olunyo olusooka.
Galatians 6:1.
Naawe olemenga okukemebwa.
Kubanga nabo bayinza okuzendazenda mpaka ng'okemeddwa.
They can draw you until you are tempted.
Era nawe omaliriza ogudde.
You too end up falling.
Omaliriza oyo kya Bible.
You end up burning the Bible. You have to be very careful. That's why you say I have a lever hand of things. As the Spirit gives me the grace. We don't rush. We don't jump like that.
We
would have gone in the streets. And they begin to speak about the false quest and the right ones on the streets. Why do you think it is like this here?
Things are done
with humility, the spirit of gentleness, and the spirit brings his word, which corrects and bring truth by that spirit. He doesn't say, let them die. You is going to pick your colleagues. You have to know how you're going to get them out. I may tell you like this. He began wanting to come back on the right track. For the one who raised him got off track. If the one who raised you got off track, you
his product, you are
out. You two have been fighting to get from there, get into track. Now before you prove, you see where God's counsels are.
Then
you arise to align mistakes of the other ends. When you do, you have the same mistakes. You have not made yourself clean. You end up when you've been beaten down back into their thing. Galatians 6:2.
Kubanga omuntu bwe yeerowoosanga okuba ekintu nga si kintu nga yeerimbalimba naye buli muntu akemenga omulimu gwe ku bubwe.
Osooka ne weekebera.
Always first check yourself.
N'ogamba naye nze nteredde.
And you say, but me, am I standing right?
Kubanga ndi awo ntabisa abantu nsaba asaba.
I make people pray.
Mbawadde ekigambo ekinabazza mu
ggulu. I given them a word to take them back to heaven.
Don't
deceive yourself that you're making things right. When you two are not standing right. You are the ones who say those are other don't accept coins, and you rather ask in dollars. They have wanted
to
arise to go to restore people. First, check yourself and see, have you stood right? Am I on the right word? Why do you think the gen is 7 years? Why were 2 more years added to sit down?
First,
carefully analyze whether you've understood all things. I would have rushed on the first year. I was born in different visions then. And they claim God has sent me with haste. These people are getting destroyed so much. Me too have come in haste to save them.
Lord,
if you want to save people quickly, he puts a trumpet and he says, be saved with the thunder. God is a very careful person. Even they who serve him are like that.
Colossians 6:4.
Don't base on others. A little understanding. And you begin to boast
others.
Now, what I'm doing is that. It's right. Don't compare yourself with another. For if it's comparison, I may totally compare and I know. I want to see, are they right? Am I in God's
life?
If I compare on the ones around, I may see that I'm fulfilled so much. Yet God is still demanding me to work. I may even give myself rest. And they said the years are preached. You have done a work, Lord. Look at all these brethren. I need the rest in America.
These
men, let them minister my sheep. That is what you begin. But check yourself, where have you reached in fulfilling the work God handed to you?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on a little.
Galatians 6:5. Na ye, ali igirisibwanga ekigambo. Na ye, ayigirisibwanga ekigambo. Asenga mu ekiti. Asenga ekimu noyo. Ayigirisa ebirungi byonna.
Nti kasita abanga oyigirisa birungi byonna.
You share only good things. You share together. When you find that this is not right, you don't share with the person. How can we judge that? We say teach us some right things. We go with him like that.
But
we have to say the one we have to share with.
He must
be teaching when all he has taught is good and right. Go and think of yourself on that word. Shall we go with him for a few right things? Let me end with the Hebrews.
Hebrews 8:7. Kuba endagaano eri eyoluberyeberye singa teyaliiko kyakunenyezebwa, tewandinoonyezebwa bbanga eryeyokubiri. Kubanga bw'abanenya ayogera nti, laba, ennaku zijja, bw'ayogera Mukama. We ndiragaana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda. Singa endagaano gye nalagaana ne bajjajjaabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'e Misiri. Kubanga abo tebanywerera mu ndagaano yange, nange ne mbaleka okubalaba, bw'ayogera Mukama. Kubanga eno ye ndagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ziri.
Yesu yebazibwe. Bw'asiŋŋaana emitawaana gye twali tuleese mu ndagaano
enkaddeagamba
katukole endagaano
enkadde
yagyokya kubanga yasiŋŋaana erimu ensobi ze tukoze
We found mistakes we done within it. In Genesis, Genesis
2, 18
to 24, one man and one woman. But when he
reached,
after he said that what God has joined, no one should separate. Because the mistakes we saw in Egypt, in Deuteronomy 24,
we
write a letter of divorce of the hardness of our hearts. And God gave them laws which are not God. And through which they are not going to live. Ezekiel 20.
23
to 25. But our Master Jesus, when he came, in Matthew 19,
asked,
can you chase a woman for any reason? And he told them, haven't you
read?
For in the beginning, God created one man, one woman, and he joined them. So what God has joined, no one should separate. And they told him, no. Why did Moses tell us?
In Deuteronomy
24, write a letter of divorce. He told them,
if
because of your hardness, that's why Moses told you to chase the woman.
But
it wasn't like that from the beginning. Whoever does that is committed adultery. Even up to date, he never chased the
other.
We don't burn Bibles. Where we find a mistake, we correct
it.
Don't burn a Bible. Except when it's on the Bible.
It's
just a book which is like. But if it's the Bible, and you find just words, what they removed, we add in.
But
if there's something wrong, we cancel, we put the right.
But
we don't burn. God bless you. Thank you for coming.